scientists and space enthusiasts erupting into cheers just before 9 o'clock Eastern last night when NASA's New Horizons spacecraft phoned home to say it had completed the first ever flyby of Pluto. Now comes a stream of never-before-seen images and data about Pluto and its five moons, giving us a new understanding of the farthest reaches of our solar system. NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield joins us from Mission Control at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in Laurel, Maryland. Jeff, what does it feel like now? Kind of a hangover after the excitement of last night?
Well, it's funny, Jeremy. It was, of course, very festive all day yesterday. That was in part because the spacecraft was actually out of contact with Earth. It was just making measurements. So people just kind of hung out. They took the day to bring family and friends in, and they just had a celebration. Last night, as you just mentioned, New Horizons got back in touch. And so this morning it's very quiet, and I think less of a hangover and more let's get back to work. There's a lot to do.
And a lot of images to see now. We're starting to see Pluto up close. We know that there's something that looks like a heart on the side of it, but what have we learned about the images that New Horizons has captured?
Well, these images are going to... These images are some of the best that we've seen so far. They're going to be basically the best we're going to get. New Horizons flew by Pluto at a distance of about 8,000 miles yesterday. That sounds like a long way to you and me, but when you consider it went 3 billion miles to get there, that's up close and personal. And so we're going to be seeing things like an up-close of the heart you just mentioned, this very mysterious region of ice that seems to have formed on Pluto's equator rather than its pole. Mm. Nobody seems to know quite why that is. We're also going to be seeing a higher resolution picture of Pluto, although the one that came out on Tuesday, right before it did this flyby, was great. But we'll see something even better. And then there's these pictures coming out of Pluto's moon Charon, which is it's really interesting. It looks quite a bit different than Pluto. It looks almost kind of like our moon. It's more monochromatic. Pluto's like a warm brown.
Although it looks like it's a little bit close. You can't really tell in the picture, but it does look like it's a little closer to Pluto than our moon is to us. But maybe that's just the way it seems in the photo.
You mean physically closer?
Yeah, it looks like a little – it looks almost as big as Pluto. It's like half the size.
That's absolutely right, and it is a lot closer physically as well. And they're actually locked in almost a binary orbit, so Charon – pulls Pluto much more than our moon pulls our planet.
Now, where does New Horizons go next?
Well, New Horizons is just going to keep sailing on. So it was going at 32,000 miles per hour when it encountered Pluto yesterday. And that's way too fast for it to stop. So it just goes out into this vast region of space called the Kuiper Belt or the Kuiper Belt, depending on who you talk to. This is a sort of debris field at the edge of the solar system that has some of the earliest remnants from our solar system. And it's hoping to study some of those objects, but it will also be beaming all the data that it took at Pluto back home. That's going to take months.
Hmm. NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield talking with us about NASA's New Horizons mission. And you can see these photos all over the web right now, but we'll put one up at hereandnow.org. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.